listening to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today, and most people don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. The key to this is simple: love. Join me, Dr. Lisa Collins, for the next hour as I unpack and identify the need for a peaceful, love-filled existence by engaging the challenging and hard topics of life. On this show, you will lean into the healing practices that enlarge your spiritual reality through the act of love. This kind of love begins with yourself and your neighbor and transcends age, race, sex, generation, class, and sexual identity. The world changes when we root ourselves in love. Love and Light with Dr. Lisa starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to bring more love into your everyday life. We're here each second and fourth Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 12 Mountain, and 4 Eastern, and we will have tools for living every day in peace. Every day, each of us does our very best to live a peaceful existence, and sometimes challenges can seem to be consistent and honestly discouraging. Even after thoroughly reviewing each step of my day, adding wellness tools, and getting to know my body, I've hit walls over and over again. Well, today you're in for a special treat. What about healing through energy medicine? This is quite an honor for me to have Cindy Dell, renowned author, speaker, and healer of Love and Light, to share her how she shines light in the world of energy medicine. Welcome to Love and Light, Cindy.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
I am super, super geeked out and super excited that Cindy is on my podcast. And I just have to just tell a little story about how I even got to know who she was. So I was with a friend and I was struggling. Actually, my heart rate was going up and down. And I was standing still and I could not figure out, I was teaching a course on the strategies of trauma, awareness, and resilience. We were helping people who came to take that course. And I was wearing a Fitbit. That's how I had data. So I knew that what I was saying was real. And my heart rate went up and my friend closed her eyes and put her hands up and brought my heart rate down. 4 times in one day. And I was like, what is that? And when it came time for a break for the weekend, I said, what am I going to do? And she goes, I don't know. And she threw me a book. And she hasn't thrown a book toward me since. But that day, she threw me a book and it was Energetic Boundaries by Cindy Dell. And it was like this thick. And I was like, and if you're listening, it's several inches thick. It's not like a little tiny book. And I said, what am I going to do with this? And she goes, I don't know. This is all I got. And she walked out. And there I was, sitting there holding your book and going, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I ended up listening to a wonderful audiobook about energy clearing. And it was very short. And that was the beginning of my journey. So I am super, super geeked out to have you here. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Cindy.
Oh, that's a great story. I mean, I really cut my teeth on needing to develop energetic boundaries for myself. Probably like most of us, I was one of those, kind of odd little kids who sensed everything, felt everything, heard things you're not supposed to hear, knew things, took on other people's illnesses. That sounds like a little bit of your heart issue. I've gone through that myself, and so everything that I share comes from research, but also personal experience. So we're all in it together.
I so appreciate that. And I'm along the same vein. The things that I work on and the things that I share in the world are really based on my lived experience of what is this and how am I going to get around it? I literally, when my friend told me about energetic medicine, in the back of my head, I said, that is not real. And I don't believe in it. And that situation where she was helping me, I humbly said, I need to know more about this. So tell us your journey. I mean, I know your journey personally. I've seen it. I have a stack of books right here. I have a whole bunch of audiobooks. I mean, you've helped me a lot. So I know your journey, but for anybody who doesn't know your journey, what, how in the world did this happen?
Well, the journeys only make sense looking backward, not really forward. Isn't that the truth of our
Yeah.
calling? So I really was one of those unusual children. And I grew up in a white, Wonder Bread, Norwegian, Lutheran home where it really wasn't cool that I saw things, heard things, knew about things. I still remember down in Huntsville, Alabama, my dad worked for NASA one morning, maybe about 2 or 3 in the morning. Waking up because I heard the kitchen door open. And I heard these hobos, that's what we called them then, that ran the railroad behind us, come in, talk, make breakfast. I remember hearing the bacon sizzling and they left. I heard the door shut, but nobody washed that bacon skillet, which is really bad news in our in my childhood. So I rushed into my parents' room and I said, they were here, these men were here and they didn't wash the bacon pan. And my dad was like, oh, here we go again. My mother was like, she's just making up those stories. My dad took me into the kitchen. There's nothing there. And I knew it was real. Maybe that could be an epitaph for most of us. Like, I knew it was real. And then the world had to catch up. But I was really fortunate because I shut those gifts down in my teen years. I just didn't want to be here anymore. But my first therapist, when I was about 19 or 20, I had this huge laundry list of, everything that the insurance would reimburse for my care, but a lot of stuff that it wouldn't, including being too psychic, because everything started opening again once I worked on my inner issues. So lucky, Dr. Lisa, that I got to travel and learn from different healers and shamans and other places in the world. And that sort of motivated me to learn everything I could about energy, about healing, about the science of it. Quantum physics came along, and all of a sudden there's, kind of clothes hangers, that we can understand what we now call subtle energy. When I started, we didn't call it subtle, we called it psychic. So it's been upgraded in the past 30 years. So it's a little bit more formal. But that's been my quest, is to learn and then help other people and help other people and learn some more. So I think it's a fascinating time to be integrating allopathic, which some people call traditional, but it's not in most cultures, right? So integrating allopathic and complementary and the understanding of how everything is energy, but it's really the invisible stuff that tends to cause most problems.
Right, absolutely. And I love that when I first started reading about you and looking, and my friend introduced me to you. Thank you, Katie. I said I love the research element. There's this research element, but then that you went and experienced all these things all around the world. And that is like, there was something so comforting about that. Like, she's not just telling me, she actually went to places.
Lovely. I think, I didn't strive when I started traveling and journaling, kind of like about those kind of experiences, psychic, mediated, shamanic, healing, jungle, desert. I was more searching for myself, to be honest. It's sort of those standard questions. Who am I? What am I about? Why am I here? And what the heck am I going to do about it? But when I look at how it all stacks up, that's the experiences, I think, is what allows me to know that what I'm putting in the books is actually really concrete. And science is starting to catch up with what for 5, 10,000 more years, priest healers have been doing around the world with their own intuitive faculties, with their own special powers, coming from a neurological system that we all still have inside of us, by the way. It's only a recent sort of uncovering that we've been using what we call digital neurology, which is like tell the time, make it make sense, hurry it along. Reminds me of, you know, kind of the Mad Hatter and the hare that's always, you know, trying to catch up with everything. But we have a neurology deep inside of us. It's all about being one with nature, being interconnected, not perceiving spirit as anything really separate from what we're already connected to anyway. And that's how those cultures live and or lived when I was visiting them. So I just instinctively fell into that routine of believing dreams and understanding there are spirits in plants and having plants talk to me and knowing what they were saying, which sounds really crazy when I'm sitting in a basement in Minnesota in the winter right now, right? My laundry room is right over there. The dogs are going, it's getting dark out. Aren't we supposed to be fed? And but they're upstairs and they have to be quiet. You know what I mean? So there is this sort of mind meld that you have to do when you start looking at subtle energy and the invisible, inaudible stuff, and then living in the real world too.
Absolutely. I totally relate. It is time for a break. Unbelievable. That was very, very quick. We'll be right back. I'm here with Cindy Dale, author, speaker, healer, and shines a light in the world of in the world around energy medicine. We'll be right back.
Boy, does this feel like good times today? It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
We're back on Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace, and my guest, Cindy Dale, renowned author, speaker, and healer in the world of energy medicine. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Cindy. Cindy, can you tell people where can they find out about you?
It's easy. CindyDale.com, spelled weird. CYNDIDALE.com. Like Cindy Lauper. So so I'm in a good community there with that.
Yeah, spell. You are. Yeah, you are. Awesome. So we were talking about, you know, the recognition of subtle energies and, you know, dealing with the washer, dealing with the, you know, we have a cat, dealing with things. And then at the same time, being able to, I don't know, it's not straddling both worlds, but it's letting, there's only one world, letting the influences of that subtle energy live in my everyday life.
Exactly. And, you know, this is a little bit of science that's intriguing me. There is some cosmological science that's suggesting that the energy of the pre-Big Bang is still in this, you know, kind of opening, you know, universe that's constantly moving and expanding, which I call the polarity universe, because everything here seems pretty oppositional. And even down to like electrons and positrons and matter and antimatter and, you know, kind of how it functions. And that pre-big universe was made out of, and is still concurrent here, a type of light that poetically can be called absolute light. It doesn't cast any darkness. And from my perspective, that's kind of what we're basking in. And at some level, maybe even trying to integrate into our everyday realities. It's here. I mean, Jesus said heaven is on earth. You know, that the idea in so many different cultures is, you know, it's not about where you go when you die. It's not about where you come from before birth, although all that is really fascinating, you know, is right here and now is everything that some people could call filled with spirit, or, you know, spiritual or heavenly. And I don't mean that in the religious sense.
Right.
But from that sense of, Plato talked about it, the cave of forms, you know, where what is ideal is available. And most cultures, their creation stories and their ways of living for many, 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 you know, kind of hundreds, if not thousands of years on this planet, when they were close to the earth, that's how they lived. So it's an interaction, actually. And I love, there's a verse in the Torah, which is that G-D, God, created the universe and left it unfinished. So we could vote what else could be here. So it's sort of like, what are we voting, right? You want love and light. I want love and light. It's pretty sobering here.
Right? Yeah, it's very sobering here. Very sobering.
You know, but there is this backdrop that's always there. If we could just attune to it and keep on moving it into ourselves, it's going to grow and unfold from us too.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And it's almost like, when I say to myself is like, okay, so your purpose today is to continue to be in the light, regardless of what's happening. And these things come across the screen, you know, like the little ticker tape. And it's like, am I going to follow the ticker tape? Are we going to ignore the ticker tape today? I'm like, and being living in love, and Dr. King talked about this and his principles of nonviolence, like living in love. And people, when I talk about that or speak about it, I teach about it, they say, I don't know, like, how about this, that, and the other? And I said, you know, it's just one way. The ego has to sit down and you walk forward.
There's the one way, and it's here, and it's in us. And the ancient Hindu scripture talked about, you know, basically it's energy medicine, what they were, you know, kind of, you know, working with, you know, chakras and this and that and the other thing, and, you know, how to live in enlightenment. But they all have these structures that they were offering that were basically threefold, including the spine, which they presented as having an outer rim, which is the gross, dense reality, an inner rim, which is mental or psychological, and a middle, which is made out of pure spiritual light. So it's in each of us. I believe it's in the center of our cells, our energy centers or chakras. it's really just kind of what are we going to identify with? And how do we keep bring, for me, it's how do I keep bringing myself back there when I wander off?
Yes, I love that. When I wander off, like squirrel, when I go this way. Yeah, yes.
Oh, there's better nuts over there.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them over there too.
Yes, yes, there are tons. And so if people are like, so what do people do? Like, I mean, I came to you with a definite issue. It was a physical issue that I came to you with. And it just, there was so much more there. But what do people like, if there's someone listening, what do they kind of grapple with first?
So go with a little bit of science, which is actually a really big statement. At least 99.99999% of this reality is subtle. It's invisible. I mean, we can't even see more than 0.0032% of visible light, much less all the other type of light.
Right.
So I think we first have to go, you know, I haven't been trained or raised to really know what reality really is. The second thing is to realize that most of what does appear in our emotional life, physical reality, our pocketbooks, or doesn't appear, you know, in the wallet or the purse, is based on what's occurring in that subtle universe. That's not a bad universe. It's constructed from ideas, you know, beliefs, which are mainly opinions, by the way. They're not usually facts, and a whole bunch of other stuff, ancestors' memories, what we've gone through, what we bring into this life, etc. But then if you just cross through all that and go, but I have that beautiful absolute light inside of me. And for me, I identify with that as often as possible. I go, when I'm identifying with that love, it's pure love, it's grace, love in motion, because it actually does something when it needs to do something. When I keep breathing into my inside self, sort of like my big, you know, big time self, right? You know, and I give myself like a little break on the pause of my breathing, or I know that the pauses of my heartbeat are opening to that light. I have choice. In any moment, I can go, I don't want to feel from that place of absolute or pure love. How would I perceive this? What would I know this to be? How would I have compassion for the self in me who has fear or doubt or shame? You don't just start ripping yourself apart.
Right.
You just go, oh, you know, I don't love myself very much. And there's a reason for it. It's not true, but there's a reason. And that attitude starts bringing about wonderful and beautiful inner to outer change, you know, and then I see things different. I don't even mean with my clairvoyance, my, you know, my psychic sight, but with my heart,
yes.
I'm able to perceive situations with so much more kindness and boundaries also.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I totally identify with that. And I love that part of the compassion. I mean, it actually just warms my heart. And I was with some ladies a few months ago and we were having a breakfast, and the gentleman working there, I asked for, you know, a breakfast, and it was burnt.
Sounds like I cooked it.
and I asked for it to be replaced. And when it wasn't replaced, it's just so different for me. As I said, okay, well, if you can just take that off my, you know, I'll have the eggs, but not the bacon kind of thing. And the guy from the kitchen yelled at me. And I turned around and I put my hand over my heart and I said, brother, are you going to curse me over this? And I could, first of all, who was that? and I walked toward him and said, are you going to curse me over this? Like this, like, I don't want that for us.
You came from relationship. You came from compassion. Years and years ago, my youngest son's father was an inner city minister. Now, you kind of have to go, now, what's Cindy Dale doing? You know, but you know what? Love is love. Okay, so there we are. And I was down in the inner city with him and two or three other very tall men. I'm emphasizing that for a reason. I'm a very short, small woman. And we're in some kind of a back alley, and there's a couple teenagers obviously high, fighting with each other with broken Coca-Cola bottles, glass bottles. And I just stood there and I just said, help, you know, what am I to do? Fool's Crow was a Lakota healer and elder. He's now passed. And he said, yours to be is a hollow bone. That's how he instructed it. So I just stood there really going, help. I wasn't thinking some, you know, wonderful obtuse passages in one of his books. And the men sort of, you know, very intelligently shirked away. And I just said, just let me say what I'm supposed to say. And out of my mouth came the words, what would your mothers think? Isn't that great?
And I love it.
I was like, they stood there. They dropped the darn Coca-Cola bottles, right? And they started running away. I'm like, well, you know, you just got to be in flow because you never really know what you're going to say.
That's right.
In that, you know, place of the absolute.
I love that. I love that. And I would have dropped those Coke bottles too.
Oh, I would have too. Grandma, mother, my boys yes. would have too. My oh. boys have talked about you just don't cross mom. She's nice, but.
But don't forget, children. We'll be right back. It's time for a break. We're here with Cindy Dale, renowned author, speaker, and healer who shines a light in the world of energy medicine. We'll be right back.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
We're back on on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. I have Cindy Dale here, a renowned author, speaker, and healer. She shines a light on the world in energy medicine and many other things. If people want to contact you, Cindy, where should they look?
Just go to my website, cindydale.com, C-Y-N-D-I-Dale.com. And everything I'm up to is there. Well, most things I'm up to are there.
And she's up to a lot of stuff. I got to tell you, so I have a couple books here. I have many, many books on Audibles. So you can find Cindy on Audibles. And she's reading the books, which is so awesome. You get to hear her voice. I have this one.
I love that book. It's so tidy. Llewellyn's Little Book of Chakras. Everything you need to know is in there. It's dense.
I carry this one.
Oh, see, it's like a little baby Bible. Isn't that
it? It is like a little baby Bible. It's like, wait a minute, what do I need to do? And I look in here and see what's up. Now I got this one too. This is the Advanced Chakra Healing Heart Disease.
Yeah, that's been out for a long time. And actually a reboot of its mother book, Advanced Chakra Healing, just came out rather recently. It's a very, frankly, complicated healing system, but it's beautiful. About four different pathways in reality and different ways to, you know, kind of get into an issue or a problem and unpack it.
I found it fascinating. I mean, I really did. I definitely use it as a textbook.
Yes,
and, I write textbooks. And look through it and say, okay, well, what, and then what got me about it is like, I saw it at the bookstore and I was like, wait a minute, there's connections here that go into my heart. And I had never heard of such a thing.
Well, I used to have arrhythmia for 3, 4, 5 years. I had, you know, that heartbeat that went crazy and out of control and nobody could help it. And it ended up actually energetically involving two different energetic issues. One was quite startling. It would stir between 10 p.m. and midnight almost every night. And I quit most of the sugars you're not supposed to eat, you know, caffeine, this and that and the other thing. And it still kept roaring. And one night I called my relatives, a couple relatives from out of town and my mother from in town, and they were all drinking. And I am allergic to alcohol. I get arrhythmia from alcohol. So it was literally like my codependent part, if you would, was absorbing the alcohol energetically from them because I just wanted them to feel better, to be better. And it was giving me arrhythmia. And after I decided I can't fix for others, you know, what's theirs to heal. This is a childhood issue, a childhood wound for me. But, you know, be more self-loving, Cindy. Most of the arrhythmia actually went away.
That's fascinating, isn't it? Fascinating. And actually, that story is in the book. And I was like, and it makes you really think about all the other kind of physical things that are happening.
That we're absorbing. We're subtle energy. We're fields of light and sound. And most of it is, you know, mainly unprovable, but we're noticing it. Decades ago, scientists knew that an electron from somebody's body could be found at least a football field away. And now we know that our photons, our little units of subatomic light and biophotons that, you know, regulate the DNA, and that's not even talking about our ancestors' memories in the body, they're sort of all over the universe and, or, you know, multiverse. And whoever, whatever you've once connected to, we've got subatomic wave particles still connected to them. Something happens in them, it transfers to us. It may have a different impact on us. It's sort of overwhelming if you think of it like, whoa, I don't want to still be impacted by my ex or, you know, that teacher right. I didn't like in third grade. I don't want them knowing what I'm up to, you know, or whatever it might be. And this is what you're all about, Dr. Lisa. If we come from love, that sort of mitigates the negative. It shares the love with others, and it makes sure that whatever we're absorbing or taking in or working with is going to be supportive for self and others. So it's honestly for real the only way to live if we don't want to either be so overwhelmed we don't know who we are or right. Shut down, just plain shut down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that transference of love to help other people, like to have that compassion for someone else. And, you know, a lot of our world is about shaking fists at, you know, like polarizing, like you mentioned, like we're fighting against this and fighting against that. And what surprised me when I finally did finish my doctoral work and my research of myself is that, oh, this is about being together, all of us. And I was like, wow, it doesn't matter. The racial healing is for everyone. It's our everyone. Collective work.
It's collective. And, you know, I wrote an article a couple, 3 years ago, I think, for a massage magazine, and it was on racial healing. And it was also, I came also from the point of view, I'm a full-blooded Norwegian. And my epigenetic material is very much oriented toward conquering. I mean, those are my ancestors. I'm actually going to Norway, you know, really soon. And, you know, there will I be. And, you know, so it's like we all have situations in our personal lives where we have felt victimized, right? Because of something that doesn't seem fair. And we all also have within our epigenetic material more people like me, right? Western Europeans, Northern Europeans, that conquistador, right? You know, kind of set up. And so once I really started working internally on those, not on the ancestral memories, but on my attitudes that sort of are in me already, it really changed my point of view, you know, of myself and helped me kind of go, wait a minute, Cindy, you know, just because you don't think you've been XYZ, you know, a bigot or this or that, doesn't mean you haven't been. And so there's really interesting ways to perceive, like you're saying, racial healing, gender healing, sexuality healing, you know, by looking at both sides of something, you know, kind of especially for those of us, I'm just going to be honest, you know, who in these days, in America anyway, in Europe, kind of came out of, you know, kind of a place of whatever it is, pride, power, you know, dominion, you know, what, you know, kind of that's how I was raised to think, frankly.
Mm-hmm. And I totally agree. And I did find that in my research and what I found about myself, because it always starts here. Like, it would be great if I could just go out and tell everyone what to do, but
I know
it doesn't really work that way. It starts here. The healing starts here. And then it just kind of like ripples out. And what I found is that I didn't understand how our nation was conquered, nor did I understand my own experiences with that or accept them. And I needed to start there. And that was a huge weight was lifted when I understood myself, and then the healing could occur. And that's, I really do try to help people with that.
Inside to out. And it even goes back into our backgrounds.
Yes.
Because we do extend our lineage so often subconsciously and unconsciously into the world around us too.
Absolutely. And I saw something I hadn't seen before, something on stress and trauma. Is that a book that I don't have?
I don't think you have that book, and I can get that sent to you.
I don't have that book. Oh, and that's a book that I would like to have.
It's a great book. Energy Healing for Trauma, Stress, and Chronic Illness. It came out right in the beginning of the pandemic lockdown. And in some ways, to me, it's my graduate work, because I look at epigenetic material. It's the polyvagal reticular system, the biology of stress, all the way down to the bone marrow, which is what actually first alerts us that we're in stress, not the limbic system, just acting geeky right now, but also what's happening in the subtle dynamics. How does the soul interplay? How are our perceptions? You know, what about subtle forces, which we can't see? What right. happens with other people's energies get locked into our system? That's a setup for often addictions, asthma, chronic allergies, autoimmune disorders. So it's not a huge book. I mean, it's fairly big, but it's not hundreds of pages, maybe 250, 300. But it really puts everything together that I've ever researched and studied.
I love that. And I do need that book.
I absolutely need that book. Yeah. It won a bunch of awards because I think it came out at a critical time. I was able to even put a few pages about COVID, you know, SARS-CoV-2 and, you know, what that's about in there. And people were like, wow, I get a bigger picture of this now.
I love that. The bigger picture. And that is really the work that I'm really, really focused on bringing to the world is how do we, our collective we, heal ourselves and project that healing and love out to other people. And I believe that we can do this and that when we are connected to each other, we are our highest self. And so that work totally aligns and I'm like super geeked out about the possibility of even holding that book.
Exactly. If we can cause pain, we can also give out antidotes.
I love that. I love that. That is awesome. It is time for a break. We will be right back. You're listening to me, Dr. Lisa. I'm here with Cindy Dale, who is a renowned author, speaker, healer, so much more. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Back on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, and I have Cindy Dale, a renowned author, speaker, and healer of light. And wow, so much. She brings so much to the world. How can people reach you on social media?
Well, you can actually get through my website, cindydale.com, and Cindy Dale Energy on Instagram, just plain Cindy Dale on Facebook, and everything's through my website too. So I'm out there. Always, I think many of us have mixed, you know, kind of feelings about social media, but I've decided to just enjoy it, right? And just put things out there and meet people and have them meet me where I'm at. So I'm really kind of having fun with it now.
That's great. I love hearing that. And I'm going to have to get on. I didn't know you had an Instagram.
I do. I have an Instagram.
I'll have to get on there and get some, I know there's some good stuff on there.
Yeah. And I put some pictures, you know, my dogs are on there a lot. Funny story. I was, on my personal Facebook, I always put my dogs and my son's cat. And you know what I mean? What you do on personal. Yeah. And I'm walking my two dogs. You know, I think it was last year in the winter, it's cold and nobody, you can't see me because I'm wearing my hat and all my clothes. And this woman comes up to me, you know, it's pretty dark out. And she goes, is that Honey and Lucky? And I go, yeah. She goes, oh, they're famous on Facebook. Like, well, I'm so glad. So you got to have fun with all this too.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And not take it to a place where it doesn't need to go.
Not too extreme.
Right. Absolutely. So we were talking a little bit at the end of our, about the trauma and stress and diseases, I think, book. And there's so much just strife in the world and so much people fighting each other over pointless things. But that energy, I think a shift is coming. And for those who are just really struggling with like day-to-day life, like,
well, be kind to yourself, because there is a lot, you know, there's a reason to struggle. And remember, we're open systems. We're made out of energy fields of light and sound. We don't stop at our basement doors or our houses or our lawns. You know, we're very widespread and we carry our history with us. We're constantly transforming it and rethinking it and reshaping it so we can be in a more peaceful place in the present, you know, but that's just the truth of it. And we also are constantly evaluating potential futures. You know, there's studies that show you pick up on the future. The mind is scanning what could happen constantly and the body's reacting to it. And so, yeah. You know, if you give yourself a break about being stressed, I mean, because you're attuned to what's been, you're attuned to what's happening, and you're attuned to what could happen. Most of it won't, of course. The key is to make some internal decisions about what you really want to pick up on and what you want to leave out there, what you don't want to have become you. We get to decide that. I mean, when I sit down, you know, kind of at a restaurant, I get to decide what I want to order given my pocketbook, you know, and, you know, certain, you know, kind of situations may be going on with my body. But that's the whole point of having a menu, is I get to decide I want the salad or I want the hamburger. We get to make the same decisions about what we're bringing into us, what we're watching on television, what books we're reading, what we're presenting to the world, what potentialities we want to pay attention to. It takes some discipline to say, I just want to be aware of what I can manage. I just want to be aware of what brings love to myself. I just want to say things to people that I think are going to be uplifting. I just want to, you know, watch the news when I have goodness in my heart, or whatever it is. Doesn't mean we need to be recluses, you know, or not know what's going on in the world. I think it's important to be informed citizens, but we decide. So we need to have the discipline and the awareness to keep making those decisions. And it pays off. It's paid off in my life. You know, I know it's paid off in a lot of people's lives to just say, that's not for me. This is for me.
Right. I love that menu idea. Like, yeah. I think people, it's like a menu. You get to choose what you would like and what you don't want. And so, I mean, you are what you eat. If you continue to eat negative, violent, you know, grotesque things, I mean, it's not good for your body.
it's
you're,
not
you're perceiving
good.
All of that. It's right. not good for you.
Well, we're going to act it out somewhere, and it might be internally in an illness, an organ dysfunction, you know, or how we treat other people, or how we, without even knowing it, we don't cause abuse. I would never say, you know, I'm responsible for when people have abused me. I would never say that. And depending on how we react to certain people, they may get the message they can get by with more than they should be getting by mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, I mean, one of the other things I want to ask you about is I really am just really, I don't know if this is me, but I would love to have more community where people can have conversations like this. You don't feel like they're being like, I feel like we're so isolated from each other, even though we have Zoom and all these things now, but that community of health, tell me about that. What are you doing around community?
Let's grow it. We need to grow it. And one thing I am is careful with my own private time around community. Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just am not the go to a party, do this or that, because it just stresses me out. So yeah, in my free time, I'm selective about the people I, you know, text, Zoom with, walk with, see, travel with. And I really have just very wonderful, loving relationships, you know, kind of in my household and around. So I'm careful with that for my own private self. And one of the reasons I like teaching classes is because it sets up community. People can live in Hong Kong, Dubuque, Iowa, you know, kind of an inner city in LA. And if you find a group or a class out there that's based on whatever word you want to use, some kind of consciousness, some kind of love, that's, I believe, what's beautiful about the internet and how we form community. I still think we need physical community. You know, if you can take a class, join a church, join an ashram, you know, something that has meaning for you locally, even if you can't go all the time, they're all Zooming right now.
Yeah.
So find it, enjoy it, be in it. I'm very deliberate for myself when I set up a program that is going to offer love and people can get to know each other. And I'm very deliberate in my own private life too, you know, about having those back and forth, you know, sort of exchange of, you know, kind of love and only love and fun and joy and humor. And my gosh, it's not always serious. It can just be laughing, you know, telling stupid jokes. The radio station I listen to is so stupid. Like, it's really dumb. It's really dumb, but they tell, you know, knock, knock jokes. And you know what I mean? They have they're broad-minded. And I, you know, I sit there and I chuckle. I'm usually in the car with the dogs when I'm listening and I go, did you guys hear that? That's good.
There is a lot to be said for joy.
Yes,
there's a lot to be said for joy and for happiness. And I really, you know, as I start to, you know, do my own healing and I spiral and I said, it is okay. I want joy. I want happiness. I want joy. I want to share joy. I want to laugh. I want to, those are the things that are available to me. And if I got to pick up a book, that's the book I want to pick up. The book that has joy.
Exactly. It's funny and silly and, you know, you just got to laugh at yourself sometimes too.
Oh, yes. I'm hilarious. So wonderful. It is such a joy to talk to you, Cindy. And I thank you so much. I can't believe our time is up. It's
thank
so
you, Dr.
quickly.
Lisa.
It was so fast, but I'm very happy and joyful about today. You know, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You've been listening to Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, and Cindy Dale, renowned author, speaker, and healer. You know, I'm just going to say the same thing I say every time is, you know, remember to treat yourself like your best friend. And, you know, thank you, Cindy, for coming and, you know, come back here and see us again sometime on Love and Light. And
anytime. I would love to. Thank you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. All right. That's it for this show. And, tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. You spent the last hour engaging in challenging and transformational conversations, all for the purpose of living a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Join me next time to continue growing in love and light through healing practices and acts of love. To learn more or work with me, Dr. Lisa, visit educationthroughengagement.com. That's educationthroughengagement.com. Remember, the world changes when we change by coming home to love. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.